You know, generally how this works is people flirt with people who are flirting with them.
The thing you probably don't know about me is that I am transgender. That means I was assigned a male gender at birth, but that was a complete and utter mistake.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Stoop Storytelling Series podcast. I'm Jessica Henkin.
And I am Laura Wexler. And this week on the podcast, I'm trying to tell you who I am. Tales about young people trying to reveal truths to their families.
Before we get started, we want to thank the Park School in Baltimore, which is a pre-K through grade 12 non-sectarian progressive co-educational awesome place to learn.
So this first storyteller, Katie Caldwell, sweet woman, 1950s yeah. called. They want,
no, it's, we're old.
They want me back.
I just got finished saying
oh my goodness. This Pip, she was, anyway, this is about someone really trying to say, like, this is who I am, and not getting the reaction she expected.
I wanted to start out by sharing my, I suppose you would call it a progression of a coming out story. So I remember very specifically the moment. So my older sister is kind of a life mentor for me, and taught me who Dan Savage is. If any of you listen to the Savage Lovecast, it changed my life, so you should. So she is the person that I come to whenever I have a question or I'm like maybe feeling like guilty or anxious about anything, because she never like shames me. And it's just like, yeah, no, it's cool. Let's talk through this. So I remember very specifically bringing up a progression of stories to her where I was like, Brie, this is so funny. I was in this bar and this woman was like flirting with me. And she like bought me a drink and da-da-da-da. Or like I was in this place and this like woman who was working, this barista, like gave me a free pastry. I think she was flirting with me. And my sister was like, Katie, you know, I think that, you know, generally how this works is people flirt with people who are flirting with them. So, you know, I just maybe want you to sit with that for a moment and think about, like, are you also flirting with these women? And I was like, no. Oh. Okay. Maybe I am. So fast forward. Then I was dating women for quite a while, about a year. And so I'm originally from Oregon. So I go home about once a year. And I went home for the summer and I was like, okay, like this is when I'm going to tell my parents that I'm dating women, you know, and like this is when I'm going to do it. I've got a week. I had a lot of plans about how I was going to do that and backup plans to how I was going to do that. I'd sit down at dinner and be like, okay, today is the day. Like, I'm just going to wait till there's a natural segue into conversation. And it's just going to, like, it's going to happen. And that never happened because there's never a natural segue into I'm gay. I reached the last day of my trip in Oregon, and I was like, okay, like, I've totally failed. And I, like, I need to tell my parents, like, when I'm in person. That's, like, so much, that just seems like the right thing to do. But I didn't. And I got on an airplane. I was like, I am shamed. Like, this, I am the worst person ever. And I have like no courage at all. And so I went home and, I sat with like, okay, why didn't I, okay, you know what? Wasn't the right time. They're not going to know until next Christmas, apparently. So they're going to have to wait a year and a half. but then I found myself like leaving out things in stories I was telling my parents, like pronouns, mostly. And so and that felt wrong. So I talked to my parents. I was like, okay, you know, can we like check in over a Skype call? And they already thought that was weird. So I'm ready, you know, and like I'm having this Skype call with my parents, and we're chatting for about an hour and a half, and they're like, okay, Kate, like, we have to go, like, you know, we have things to do today. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Oh, you know, while you're both here, there's something I remembered I should maybe just like let you know. And they're like, oh. Okay, and I was like, Dad, you maybe want to, like, come around so I can see you and, like, sit down. And he was like, oh, Oh, all right. And my parents are both, I grew up in a Catholic family, and both identify as Catholic, and I do as well. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm telling them, you know, like, there's just this thing that I've been meaning to tell you, and it's been going on for a while now in my life. So I felt like I should let you know, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and, you know, just when some things are reality, you know, I love you both a lot, and I know you care about me, and so I know that you'd want me to share that, and it's a not so much, no, decision's the wrong word, it's just a thing, and that's happening, and it's been happening for a while now, so I don't think it's going away. They're both sitting there very concerned, and I was like, yeah, and so I'm just, I'm dating women. And they both sit there, and it's just like, crickets, crickets. And my dad is just like, Caitlin. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. Well, at least I can, like, close my computer quickly. And, and he was just like, thank you, sweet Jesus. I thought you were going to tell us you wanted to become a nun.
Yeah, especially in times like these, to be a nun is really, like...
I thought that was so funny.
That's exactly the kind of parents you want.
Oh, my goodness.
Catholic parents.
Oh, my goodness. So we want to thank Baltimore Magazine. They have a new weekly podcast, Local Flavor Live, which reports on the happenings in the local food scene. They've got lots of good content about the city at BaltimoreMagazine.com. And you can also find them on the newsstand.
Absolutely. And we also want to thank Golden West, which is on the Avenue in Hamden since 1997. They have events like Drag Queen Bingo and Shocktail Hour with Aurora Borealis and Nerd Life Trivia. You can experience those while eating delicious vegan and vegan adjacent meals.
Vegan adjacent. Oh my God. That's, you know what? That's ahead of the times. All right. Today, the final story on the podcast is from Eli, who is a dear friend in our community and who shared this thing that she wrote about who she is. And we all thought it was pretty powerful.
I would like to tell you a story about my life. When I was little, I was very interested in dinosaurs. I knew the names of so many kinds of dinosaurs. My next passion was Pokemon. I collected Pokemon cards for 3 years and even participated in matches and tournaments. I am getting older now. I like to ride my bike and play video games with my friends. I love my two cats, Echo and Pooka. And what I really love to do is read. The thing you probably don't know about me is that I am transgender. That means I was assigned a male gender at birth, but that was a complete and utter mistake. I did not think of myself as a boy. I think of myself as a girl. When I was 7, I explained all this to my parents and grandparents and other family members. That went really good. Everyone had a pretty easy time accepting it. Then I had to make a speech kind of like this one to my whole class to teach them about being trans. It went pretty well, and there haven't been many bullies at school. Well, actually, a couple of kids were teasing me, but we got together with them and their moms and played games and ate chocolate chip cookies. After that, they left me alone. One thing that's not so good is that Donald Trump came along, and I'm afraid he's trying to steal my rights in every way possible. I think he's attacking my rights to call myself a girl, my rights to go to school, and my rights to get a job. Typical sexist things. I'd like to kick Donald Trump's butt, but my mom says that's not an option. So I'm going to fight back by telling my story, and I hope you will help me. The end.
Eli is doing fantastic. fantastic. And Eli also has fantastic parents.
Totally.
Who are number one allies. And we have been lucky to know all of them for many, many years. So.
Yeah. We want to thank the Wine Source located at 3601 Elm Avenue in Hamden for being a sponsor of the Stew Podcast. We want to thank Maureen Harvey, who produces the show. We would love for you to leave us a review at Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
And please check out our season. We have a show nearly every month, and we're proud of each and every one of them.
And they are at stoopstorytelling.com is all that info. And we'll see you here next week. Thanks.